Australia's energy minister, Chris Bowen, is confident that Australia can handle the increasing demands of data centres. There are currently 165 data centres in operation across the national electricity market, consuming about 3% of electricity supplied to the grid. But the Australian energy market operator says it expects the demand to rise to 13% by 2036.
The key there is getting the policy settings correct. We can make sure that data centres work in the best interests of Australia and Australians. That's why we're requiring new data centres to bring their own new renewable energy backed by gas firming.
The Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, speaking yesterday as the federal government prepares to hand down new rules regarding power and water usage for data centres. Meanwhile, Ireland is also navigating how to best handle a surge in data centre development and subsequent demand for resources. The country's official statistics office found almost a quarter of their national grid was being used by data centres in 2025. It's expected to increase in coming years. It's left some communities demanding change as well as a moratorium on new facilities. Saoco O'Neill is a community advocate near the town of Naas and a former Kildare County councillor. She joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having me.
Why is there concern about these new data centres near your town?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? I have to take a deep breath for this. There's loads of concerns. Loads of concerns for the water. There's no regulations on that. We're, as householders, and we're currently under a hosepipe ban, which has been extended from the last 6 weeks, because Ireland's never really, it's known as a plentiful for rain, but we are having problems with our water infrastructure. Our own water regulator said they can't fix our known issues until 2050, and that is with substantial investment. So that's our water, and I say the data centres use billions of litres, unrestricted, unchecked, unregulated. We also have worries about emissions. We also have worries about the electricity prices, because we're paying for the outfitting, for the grid infrastructure on our electricity bills. And meanwhile, data centres are getting $150,000 discount per data centre. So we're paying for their build. We're paying for their water. Do you know, we're restricted as a public. Meanwhile, they're free to use as much as they want. And, you know, the emissions, look, this is a longer conversation about our EU mandated targets that we weren't on track to meet in the first place. We have till 2030 to meet our EU mandated targets, where we're going to be fined billions, not millions, billions.
Wow.
And we're going to add to the problem by letting these data centers come in and just fly up with their gas turbines. And, you know, they're just exacerbating already chronic problems that we have here in Ireland.
Yeah. You mentioned there are plenty of factors there pulling these data centres to Ireland. I mean, how appealing is Ireland compared to the rest of the EU?
Oh, well, that's another story. Sure, look, Ireland has our current exchequer comes in at like 30% from foreign direct investment. And that's the big players like Meta, Amazon, and, oh, crikey, what's the other one? Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft. So, yeah, so we have a huge amount of our revenue comes from those three big players. So our government really wants to roll out the red carpet for them. But we did have an issue. We called for a moratorium a couple of years ago, and the government conceded a little bit, and they did out. They've planned out earlier this year what they called a large energy user plan. It's called LEAP. Basically saying they have to produce their own renewables, and until then, that they can use gas or something like that. They have to provide their own energy. So basically they're going to be running gas turbines or diesel generators until they can find the renewables. So any renewables that we've previously gotten has been wiped out and sucked up by all of the data centers that are coming. And we have got dozens more coming down the road. So we're not going to be actually making any inroads in our climate targets at all in terms of renewables.
How is that renewables push and tying it to data centres, has that been received across Ireland? I'm guessing you've spoken with voters. Is it a popular idea?
Yeah, with renewables. So right now it's not there. It's not available for them. So because technology hasn't caught up. Grid infrastructure hasn't caught up to allow this. So we need to build out our electricity grid to do that. I mean, while we're paying for that as taxpayers, but the energy grid, we were even turning off solar power and wind power, storage, because our grid infrastructure can't handle it. So we're actually throwing money down the drain on one side and then paying, charging taxpayers on the other side. So look, it's a whitewash what we've got, this large energy user action plan. It's a whitewash. Either they're taking away any renewables or any gains we're getting in the green energy sector, or they're burning gas-fired turbines, which emit emissions. And then, you know, there's loads of repercussions because of that. So where we're at is it's greenwashing, basically. So we're still asking for a moratorium so we can actually get regulation on. Like, we're not anti-data centers. We certainly want the technology. You know, it's great, but it has to be regulated properly and not just a whitewash and saying, oh look, you know, push that problem down further on down the road and let the taxpayer pay for it.
Wow. Looks at him, Dunton. There's a lot there. Looks at him, Dunton, with you in the chair for Sally Sarah. I'm saying wow a lot in this interview because of what we're hearing from Sorka O'Neill. She's a former Kildare County Councillor talking about the fight against further data centre development in Ireland. I'm kind of stuck on one word at the moment, Sorka. It's been an awfully hot summer for you in Ireland. There's been multiple heat waves affecting the continent, you know, over the last few months. How have data centres adapted to these extreme conditions, and what strain has that actually placed on the country's water resources?
Oh gosh, yeah. So that's a big one. So we've all been under a hose pipe ban, which we've rarely ever had, and it was certainly not 6 weeks long. And I think we had an Australian correspondent over with us a couple of weeks ago, and he said it himself, he's never seen brown grass in Ireland. It's never happened before, because we've never had droughts like this before, and with climate change, it's just only going to get worse. So it's hard to swallow. That data centres, and there was a report that came out the other day that data centres for the period of that we were under the house pipe ban, they doubled their usage in water for cooling because we were under such severe temperatures that we've never seen before in Ireland, and that's only going to get worse. And we're at breaking point, and they're rolling out the red carpet for more of them.
you outlined the reasons that the red carpet is being rolled out, the reasons that companies are, you know, walking down the red carpet. Well, why is the government rolling it out for them? What's their justification?
We welcome the jobs and it's just they want to keep them happy because they're already here with their headquarters and they get the corporate tax receipts for that. But yeah, they're spinning it as we want the technology, we don't want to lose out on these opportunities, and they're providing loads of jobs. However, we had this is going to be a long one now as well, they had a report that they got KPMG to do, which cost the taxpayer 100 grand to make, and then they scrubbed it of all the original outlines that it should have happened on that. So they removed all of the negatives about them. So they've put in that they create all these jobs, but the jobs figure that they gave was including construction. So when a data center is built out, you're going to have all those jobs, you know, creating construction, but then they go. So meanwhile, there's a housing crisis in Ireland, and there's something called an opportunity cost. So if they weren't building data centres, they could be building homes. We have a housing crisis in Ireland, and I think you guys have some similar circumstances there with housing problems. But they're misleading the public on the jobs they're creating. The average data center only employs about 30 to 40 people in the long term, and that is usually security and cleaning. Now, we have one that's come up with planning permission here in Naas, and it is saying it's going to create 225 long-term or full-time staff. Thing is, I could put out a press release tomorrow and say, oh, I'm starting a company and I'm going to create 3,000 jobs. Nobody ever is going to come back to me and say, did you ever create those jobs in the first place? With those tech jobs that they're saying that they're creating, they can be remoted in from anywhere in the world. So you could have people that are living in India, people living in the States, people living in Australia, and they can be remoting in because that's what I do for a living. I remote into servers all over the world. So there's no reason why we're going to actually create those jobs here for people living in this area. And then they have that spend from that. So the government are misleading the jobs front on that. And so they don't want to upset our third of our exchequer funders. So, yeah.
Sorka O'Neill, thank you so much for getting through the detail on that with us.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Saoirse O'Neill, a community advocate near the town of Naas, a former Kildare County Councillor in Ireland.